The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jackie Marino for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Nutrition News. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the Nutrition Action Health Letter. Quick Studies, a snapshot of the latest research on diet, exercise, and more. COVID-19 and brain health. COVID-19 may raise the risk of roughly a dozen neurological and psychiatric disorders. Scientists looked at more than 236,000 people 6 months after they had been diagnosed with COVID-19. By that time, 13% of them had also been diagnosed with a new neurological or psychiatric condition. For example, compared to people who had been diagnosed with the flu 6 months earlier, COVID patients were roughly twice as likely to also be diagnosed with a brain bleed, including hemorrhagic stroke, a non-hemorrhagic stroke, dementia, insomnia, or a psychotic disorder. What to do? Get vaccinated. Though this kind of study can't prove that COVID caused these disorders, why take the risk? BFITs not for workouts. Studies show exercise is more effective when paired with a higher protein diet, says BFITsWhatsForDinner.com, the beef industry's website. Not according to a new industry-funded study. Researchers randomly assigned 50 middle-aged adults to do strength training while on a moderate protein diet, a half gram per pound of body weight, or a high protein diet, 0.7 grams per pound. The moderates ate 3 ounces of lean beef after training and drank 15 grams of beef isolate protein powder dissolved in water each night before bed. The high group got twice as much of both. After 10 weeks, strength increased equally in both groups, regardless of protein intake. What to do? To build strength, work out. Extra protein won't help. Stimulants in your supplements? Researchers analyzed 17 brands of weight loss or sports product labels as supplements that list detanerol, or synonym, as an ingredient. All contain either detanerol or other unapproved stimulants, or both. Some, like 1,3-DMAA, may cause heart attacks, warns the FDA. All are illegal. What to do? Beware of supplements marketed as weight, fat burning, or pre-workout aids. Some may contain unsafe stimulants. Gluten and inflammatory bowel disease. An estimated 2.7 million Americans eat a gluten-free diet, even though they don't have celiac disease. Some may fear that gluten, a protein in grains like wheat, rye, and barley, will lead to inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, or Crohn's disease. Scientists studied more than 200,000 men and women who started out with neither celiac nor inflammatory bowel disease. After roughly 25 years, those who reported consuming the most gluten had no high risk of ulcerative colitis or Crohn's disease than those who consumed the least gluten. What to do? This study can't prove cause and effect, but keep in mind if you're avoiding gluten and don't have celiac. Gluten-free on the label doesn't make breads, crackers, cookies, or other packaged foods healthier. Many replace wheat flour with potato, corn, or tapioca starch, plus gluten-free flours. A Sip of Summer, Drinks That Skimp on Sugar by Lindsay Moyer. Nothing says June or July like a frosty glass of lemonade or iced tea. Here are some summery drinks that don't top 10 calories or 1 gram of sugar. Some are unsweetened. Other use safe sweeteners, monk fruit or stevia extract, and no aspartame, sucralose, or acetylfulamine potassium. Cheers! Better bubbles. LaCroix, Bubbly, Polar, AHA, you name it. Flavored unsweetened seltzer is easy to find in cans or bottles. But now anyone with a soda stream or other fizzy water can join the calorie-free party. To avoid overfizzing, wait until after your liter of water base has been carbonated before you add the 3/4 teaspoon of Bubbly Drops, unsweetened natural flavor essence, aka natural flavor. Lime, grapefruit, orange, peach, mango, the list goes on. To find your fave, try sodastream.com or amazon.com. Ice it. If you're an iced tea devotee, brewing your own beats buying bottled. You can lose the sugar and spare the planet some plastic. Quart-sized brew pouches like the Republic of Teas make it easy. The tea bags are made without plastic, says the company. Try unsweetened iced teas like ginger peach or herbal hibiscus sangria or sweet tea, which gets its subtle sweetness from monk fruit. Not at your supermarket? Try republicaoftea.com. Or I should say republicoftea.com. Another option? Use a metal infuser to brew your favorite loose leaf tea. Pop Progress. Want a zero sugar or diet Coke, cherry Coke, Barks, Dr. Pepper, Mountain Dew, or Orange Fanta, but without their aspartame, acesulfame, potassium, or sucralose? Stevia Sweetened Zevia serves up each of those flavors, plus ginger ale, grapefruit citrus, cream soda, black cherry, grape, strawberry, and lemon-lime twist. Pick from 15 in all. What's missing? Pour one and it'll be clear. No, really clear. There are no food dyes or caramel color. And Zevia's calories? What calories? Cool Brew. Cold brewing, soaking ground coffee in cold water for hours, is hot. It yields a smooth brew that tastes great iced. Nearly every brand, from Starbucks to La Colombe, now sells it by the bottle and without sugar. New to Unsweetened Joe? Trial my tasting Chobani Pure Black over ice or with milk. Just keep in mind that a 12-ounce serving has as much caffeine, 120 milligrams, as well 12 ounces of coffee. Catch Adrift. Spindrift's new line of lightly fizzy, unsweetened lemonade gets its mouth-puckering flavor from a dash of lemon and lime juices, plus strawberry puree in the strawberry lemonade, or cherry and raspberry juices in the pink lemonade. Yum! Another can't-miss Spindrift variety, the half tea and half lemon. Look for them all at Target. Mix it up. Each True Lemon Original Lemonade drink mix packet adds just 10 calories to your 16-ounce glass of water. And it's plenty sweet, mostly from stevia, not its smidgen or 1 gram of sugar. And just think about the options. You can carry a packet for your water bottle on the go. You can add extra water if you like less sweet. You can mix it with unsweetened iced tea. Hello, Arnold Palmer. Bonus, you don't have to lug home a heavy plastic bottle that may never get recycled. Want to add the delicious taste of fresh-squeezed fruit to your water when there's no real citrus around? Keep zero-calorie packets of the company's unsweetened True Lemon or Lime or Grapefruit on hand. Now, a recipe from The Healthy Cook, Kate Sherwood, Grains and Greens. Short grain brown rice makes for an amazingly creamy risotto. If you've got an enameled cast iron pot, now's the time to break it out. It will help the risotto cook evenly and keep bubbling along. Green risotto makes 6 cups. Ingredients: 3 tablespoons extra virgin olive oil, 1 onion finely chopped, 1 cup short grain brown rice, 1/2 cup dry white wine or vermouth, 3 cups plus 1 cup hot unsalted vegetable or chicken stock, preferably homemade, 2 cups spinach leaves, 2 cups grated zucchini, 1 cup fresh or frozen peas, 1 teaspoon kosher salt, freshly ground white or black pepper to taste, and 1 lemon zested and juiced. In a large heavy pot over medium heat, heat the oil until shimmering. Saute the onion until softened, 3 to 5 minutes. Stir in the rice to coat with the oil. Stir in the wine and cook until the rice starts to stick, 1 to 2 minutes. Stir in 3 cups stock. Reduce the heat to medium-low, cover, and cook, stirring occasionally until most of the liquid has been absorbed, but the rice is still chewy, 25 to 30 minutes. In a blender, puree the spinach with the remaining 1 cup stock. Increase the heat to medium-high. Stir in the zucchini, pureed spinach, and peas. Cook, stirring constantly until the rice is al dente, 3 to 5 minutes. Season with the salt, pepper, and lemon zest and juice. Food find, peak peas. Green, English, garden. Frozen peas go by many names, but in June, the name you want is fresh. Most supermarkets sell shelled fresh peas, but at many farmers market, the little pearls come in nature's own packaging. For the sweetest, least starchy peas, look for firm, plump pods that aren't wrinkled with age. For maximum sweetness, you want to eat your peas as soon as possible, and you don't want to shell them until right before you prepare them. To shuck the peas, break off one tip of the pod, remove the string that run along the seams, then push out the fresh peas. Expect roughly 1 cup of shelled peas for each pound of pods. Then just steam or boil them until tender, 2 to 5 minutes. Another strategy, let the eaters have all the fun. Steam or grill intact pods whole, then eat the cooked peas straight out of them, like you would edamame. Toss the empty pods in your compost pile or freeze them for your next veggie stock. We're talking legumes, so a 60-calorie half cup of peas is a good source of folate, vitamin C, and vitamin K with a nice dose of fiber and protein, about 4 grams each. And don't forget snow peas and snap peas for a crunchy salad or a quick stir fry any time of year. Pass the peas, please. Dish of the month, smoked almond Caesar. Whisk together 4 tablespoons mayo, 1 tablespoon lemon juice, half teaspoon Dijon mustard, 1 finely grated clove garlic, and a quarter teaspoon salt. Toss with 8 cups shredded kale, romaine, or cabbage, and a quarter cup chopped smoked almonds. Food fail. Pain point. From makeshift work from home spaces to splitting household chores, this past year couples were forced to share much more than usual, explained the press release introducing Philadelphia Cheesecake Crumbles. One major pain point is sharing that last bite of food, especially when it comes to sharing something particularly delicious, like cheesecake. In fact, 53% of couples say they have argued over sharing the last bite of dessert. Solution? A personal serving of Philadelphia cheesecake that you don't have to share. Brilliant! To solve the relationship-threatening last bite dilemma, Kraft Heinz packs each roughly third cup serving of cheesecake in its own plastic tub and the toppings in a separate plastic tub. Sheesh. And each 340-calorie original crumble packs in 3/4 of a day's saturated fat, 1 gram of naturally occurring trans fat, and 4 teaspoons of added sugar. You can think the usual suspects like cream, butter, corn syrup, and flour. Those numbers are about what you'd get from a 2/3 cup serving of Häagen-Dazs ice cream, but in fewer bites. The strawberry, cherry, and chocolate hazelnut crumbles are similar. Is your relationship one bite of cheesecake from crumbling, asks the website. If so, your personal tub may not help. Bar None, the best frozen bars, sandwiches, and more, by Lindsay Moyer and Camilla Mitchell. Any frozen dessert that comes on a stick, in a cone, or individually wrapped has one huge edge over any tub of ice cream, sorbet, or frozen fruit. It's crystal clear what one serving is. Just in time for summer, here's a look at healthier single-serving frozen desserts and the brands our taste testers loved. What to look for? These aren't necessarily health food. We're talking mostly sugary frozen desserts and ice creams, after all. But they're still the cream of the crop. Our criteria for one full-size or mini-bar bite, cone, or sandwich? First, added sugar. No more than 3 teaspoons or 13 grams. The added sugars number on the new Nutrition Facts label doesn't count the few grams of naturally occurring sugar from fruit or milk in many items. They're included under total sugars. Because the sugar limit largely keeps portions in check, we didn't need to set a calorie limit. Saturated fat, no more than 2 grams. The net's the best bunch, yogurt bars, fudge bars, light ice cream bars, and fruit bars. What misses the cut? Full-fat ice cream, keto bars, and fully chocolate-dipped bars and cones, except for some minis. Low-calorie sweeteners. No acesulfame, potassium, aspartame, or sucralose. All have an avoid rating. We didn't disqualify items sweetened with safe stevia extract or with monk fruit extract, a natural sweetener that hasn't been well tested in animals, though the fruit has been eaten in China for centuries. Allulose and sugar alcohols, like sorbitol and maltitol, are also safe, though they can cause diarrhea, or with erythritol, nausea, if you eat too much. Yogurt and beyond. Some kinds of frozen treats are perennial better bites. it's hard to find a yogurt bar or fudge bar that doesn't make the cut. A few good bets? Yasso Greek yogurt bars. Yasso is king of the frozen yogurt case. All 13 of the company's Greek yogurt bars, from black raspberry chip to vanilla bean, are better bites. And most are jam-packed with mix-ins like cookie dough, chocolate chips, brownie dough, crushed cookies, or pistachio brittle at no more than 100 calories a pop. Just keep in mind that frozen Greek yogurt isn't the protein superstar you might expect. The 5 grams of protein in most Yassos make them a decent source, but they can't compare to the 10 to 15 grams in a 5.3-ounce serving of refrigerated Greek yogurt. That's partly because Yasso mixes its yogurt with milk. Fudge bars. Most, like Fudgsicle Low-Fat Original, or Weight Watchers Giant, or Snack-Sized Chocolate Fudge, are better bites because their main ingredient is non-fat or low-fat milk. Dairy-free fudge bars like Good Pop and So Delicious miss out on better bites. Their coconut means more saturated fat, 3.5 to 5 grams, though no more calories, around 50 to 100, depending on the size and the sugar. Keto or light? Nowadays, lower sugar ice cream bars from brands like Halo Top and Enlightened come in two breeds, keto and light. The ketos typically have no added sugar, but plenty of cream. Many lights go light on the added sugar and the dairy fat. Win-win. Halo Top Keto Pops, for example, have enough cream and coconut oil to reach 130 to 180 calories and 8 to 10 grams of saturated fat. 10 grams is half a day's worth. Their chocolate-flavored coating doesn't help. Halo's uncoated light ice cream pops, on the other hand, don't top 100 calories, and most have just a teaspoon of added sugar and a smidge of sat fat. Even better, Halo Mini Pops cut the calories and sugar in half. They're largely skim milk, and they're yummy. Halo and other sugar-slashing brands use low-calorie sweeteners like maltitol or allulose, plus processed fibers like inulin, aka chicory root fiber, or polydextrose. If they give you GI distress, try Yasso Greek Yogurt Bites, which skip them all. Sandwiches, etc. To home in on the best ice cream sandwiches and cones, think small. That means less ice cream and less refined flour from the wafers. Cookies, really. Yasso sandwiches. Vanilla bean, 100 calories. Fudge swirl or mint chocolate chip, 120 calories. Or peanut butter, 140 calories. Take your pick. They're all better bites. So Delicious vanilla almond milk sandwiches. These creamy, dairy-free, 100-calorie Sammies just miss a better bite because palm and coconut oils nudge their saturated fat up to 3 grams. But that still beats the sat fat in So Delicious bars that come on a stick. Nearly all of them are dipped in chocolate. Skinny Cow Skinny Minis. At 160 calories a pop, most of the Cow's regular light ice cream sandwiches are better bites. But the mini Viva Vanilla Snackers are even better. They shave off 60 calories and about 1.5 teaspoons of added sugar thanks to their smaller size and stevia extract sweetener. Mini cones. Skinny Cow Skinny Minis Not Fudging Around Chocolate Fudge Cones also joined the 100-calorie Better Bite crowd. Just be careful with Trader Joe's chocolatey-coated Hold the Cone Minis. They're so mini that it's hard not to dip back into the box for a second and a third. Each cone, 80 or 90 calories, is gone in about 3 bites. Chocolate-coated. Premium chocolate-coated ice cream bars like Magnum, dairy or non-dairy, reach 200 to 250 calories and at least half a day's saturated fat, 10 grams. While Yasso-dipped Greek yogurt bars are better, they'll still set you back around 160 calories and a quarter of a day's sat fat. That's chocolatey coconut oil coating for you. The solution? Downsize. Yasso Poppables. Like Yasso's bars, its Poppables enrobe creamy Greek yogurt in a dark chocolatey quinoa crunch. But the sat fat, 2.5 grams, only stays in better bite territory if you stop after one itty-bitty Poppable. WW or Weight Watchers. Most of its coated bars are better bites because they're on the smaller side and only half-dipped. kind frozen. A petite size and half dip can only take you so far. Kind plant-based bars still manage to squeeze 180 calories and 5 grams of sat fat into 4 or 5 bites. Their coconut and palm oils don't help. Kind bar? Or kinda like a frozen candy bar? Fruit and juice. Fruit Pops aren't exactly real fruit, despite what some labels say. They often blend in juice along with their whole fruit or puree, and most of their sugar is added or comes from juice. But they are lowish in calories and high in icy refreshment. 4 to look out for. Outshine or Chloe's. Both are typical for fruit bars, around 60 calories and 2.5 to 3 teaspoons of added sugar. Outshine also makes smaller bars, most are sold only in variety packs, that shave the added sugar down to 2 teaspoons. Halo Top. Halo uses stevia extract, so all its fruit pops, except coconut, have just 35 to 45 calories, 1 to 1.5 teaspoons of added sugar, and all the sweetness of full sugar pops. Good Pop. Looking for less sweet? Try Good Pop's 100% juice Twin Pops. It's fresh-tasting watermelon agave pops, or for a dose of nostalgia, it's cherry and lemonade pops. Think of them as a food dye-free spin on red, white, and blue bomb pops. Fruit and chocolate. Want chocolate around your frozen fruit, fruit bar, or sorbet? We found 3 fabulous picked that earned or just missed better bite. Each has just 2 to 3 grams of saturated fat. Sambazone Original Superfruit Acai Bites. Irresistible dairy-free sorbet. Rich chocolate coating. Only a teaspoon of added sugar. Just 50 calories. Need we say more? Outshine Half-Dipped Raspberry Bars. The half-dips of 70% cacao dark chocolate is a perfect foil for each tangy 110-calorie berry bar. Just don't get too excited about the good source of antioxidants claim. Outshine tosses in enough vitamin C and E to hit 10% of a day's worth of each. It's marketing 101. Dress up your bar to look like a health food. Dole Dippers, a 100-calorie pack with its 4 decadent, 67% cacao, dark chocolate-covered banana slices is plenty satisfying. And since Dole starts with a naturally sweet fruit, it only needs to add a teaspoon of sugar. Let it thaw for a few minutes before you dig in. Reader beware, you can't trust everything you see online. If you Google best diet to prevent breast cancer, some of the top results you're likely to see are from Healthline.com, MedicalNewsToday.com, and EverydayHealth.com. And their advice may seem reliable. After all, it's been medically reviewed, and it relies on what 2 of the websites call trusted sources. But some of what they tell you can't be trusted. A few examples. Garlic and onions. Garlic, onions, and leeks are all allium vegetables that boast an array of nutrients, including organosulfur compounds, flavonoid antioxidants, and vitamin C. These may be powerful anti-cancer properties, says a Healthline article entitled Breast Cancer and Diet, 10 Foods to Eat and a Few to Avoid. The article's key trusted source, a case-control study that asked 285 Iranian women who had been hospitalized for breast cancer surgery cases and 297 similar women hospitalized for an illness other than cancer, who were the controls, about their past diets. But that doesn't tell you much. The case-control studies for dieting cancer have turned out to be unreliable, says Harvard's Walter Willett. That doesn't mean they're all wrong, but it means that you don't know which ones are right and which ones are wrong. That's partly because a cancer diagnosis may influence what people remember eating. It's called recall bias. Turmeric. Turmeric puts up a fight against inflammation, says the big print in the Everyday Health article entitled 12 Foods to Add to Your Diet for Breast Cancer Prevention. The research on curcumin, the key compound in turmeric, is inconclusive, acknowledges the finer print. But lab studies have shown that curcumin supplements could play a role in helping fight breast cancer tumors when combined with certain drug-based therapy, it goes on to say, naming no such drugs or evidence. Again, no details. Gee, thanks. Googling advice on cancer? Keep scrolling until you reach the American Cancer Society or the National Cancer Institute. Intake, note Siegler. Good fats. Omega-3 fats may help reduce the risk of breast cancer, says the Medical News Today article entitled Dietary Choices to Help Prevent Breast Cancer. The evidence? A rodent study, which may not apply to humans, and a study involving over 3,000 women which showed that those who consumed high levels of omega-3 had a 25% lower risk of breast cancer recurrence over the next 7 years. But that's just one study. The overall literature doesn't support much of an effect of omega-3 fats on breast cancer risk, says Ouellette. What's more, in the VITAL trial, which randomly assigned nearly 26,000 people to take a placebo or omega-3-rich fish oil every day for 5 years, fish oil takers had no lower risk of breast cancer. We've run out of time for today's episode of Nutrition News. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jackie Marino, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Nutrition News is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you again for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.